The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game!
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Poked at the neutral zone by Chernyshov, but it goes right to Fantilli. He races into the Shark zone for Columbus. The Sharks swarm back and get control. Smith to the middle, feeds to Celebrini. On the attack, one on two, buys some time. Back to Smith, cross the line, sends it across the rink. Chernyshov shoots, he scores! Brilliant vision by Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini. Smith throws it in the left circle, and a one-timer by Chernyshov puts the Sharks in front, 3-2, with 1:25 to go in the third.
We played a pretty solid game, and we've been kind of building that way, especially in this road trip. We've been building there. Nashville, it was what it was, but we got back to our game in the second half there. And St. Louis, I thought, same thing. Like, we played a pretty solid game in St. Louis. We just needed to find a way to get that extra one. And, tonight, minus 30 seconds there at the start, right? Like, the rest of the game, I thought we were all over them. We took it to them. We played hard, and I think wore them down, and it kind of – this is what opened up that lane for Smitty there at the end to make that pass, and Cherny's got an unbelievable release, unbelievable shot. So it's good to see it go in for him today. Two of those one-timers. So we just got to stay with it here. Keep playing like that. If we play like that, we're going to give ourselves a chance all the way to the end.
All right. Good morning, everyone. We are waking up winners for the first time in a long time as the San Jose Sharks snapped their six-game losing streak and beat St. Louis yesterday by a final of 3-2, thanks to some unbelievable performances from pretty much the entirety of the team. But of course, Igor Chernyshov with two goals, including the game winner, Macklin Celebrini with a goal and an assist. The San Jose Sharks falling behind early, but rallying for a very impressive victory to now keep themselves alive in the playoff race. And I say this because of the games in hand situation. The Sharks have 73 points. That is 4 points fewer than Nashville, who currently have 77 points and occupy the second wildcard spot. But San Jose has two games in hand on Nashville. If we look at San Jose overall, they're 1 point back of Winnipeg with two games in hand. They are 2 points back of Seattle with one game in hand. They are 3 points back of LA with one game in hand. And like I said, they have the 4 points back of Nashville with two games in hand, 7 points back of Utah with two games in hand. Then we look at the division. The Sharks are 6 points back of Vegas with two games in hand. They are 10 points back of Edmonton with three games in hand. And they are currently 13 points back of Anaheim with two games in hand. So obviously we got to play this till the very end. That is not news to anyone. But the San Jose Sharks do have an opportunity right now, either in the division or the wild card. I don't think they're suddenly going to surge to the top of either, but they have given themselves a chance, and that's all you're really hoping for as they get into this final stretch of the season. But yesterday was the realization of what everyone thinks that Chernyshov, Smith, and Celebrini can be. You have the two speedy, players out there in Macklin Celebrini and Igor Chernyshov that can drive, while you have Will Smith who can kind of float out in space and be a playmaker. Also, the three of them can work so well in transition. But, to watch them work together so fluidly, to have that chemistry so immediately available, that's why I think the injury that Chernyshov took in Montreal that knocked him out for a little bit is going to be one of those moments to where you wonder, I wonder how the overall arc of the season would have gone had he not gotten hurt in that game. And I apologize for my voice again. I'm still dealing with a little bit of a head cold. But, right in that moment where Igor Chernyshov is scoring the game winner, you think this is the future top line of this franchise. The limit is, there is no limit. The limit does not exist, to quote Mean Girls. I was so stunned at watching the assertiveness with which Igor Chernyshov played, because he's got 19 games under his belt now. He's got 14 points. He's got 5 goals and 4 assists. And that is on pace for a 60-point season. And I'm not trying to be hyperbolic, but if you go and you look back at Macklin Celebrini's first year, he had, what, 63 points overall? So it tells you that he's on a similar pace to where Macklin Celebrini was in his rookie season. Now, obviously, Macklin Celebrini is a generational individual talent, and comparing anybody else to him is unfair to anybody but Macklin Celebrini. But I'm pointing out the fact that he is having success at a very high rate at a very young age, which is the case for so many of these San Jose Sharks. But, you know, you look at that top line yesterday, Smith had 2 points, Celebrini had 2 points, Chernyshov had 2 points. Then you look at Orlov and Wenberg, each of them had an assist, and that, you know, gets you to 3 goals. That shows you how much talent there is on this side, where the Sharks are going to be headed in the near future. And then, you know, you combine that with William Eklund going out there and making big hits in a game. And, you know, that's not necessarily William Eklund's job, but for him to do that in the third period, you know, that can give life to the team. And you can see the bench react to that. And, you know, I thought that Kiefer Sherwood played an aggressive game. I really liked what, you know, Will Smith was doing overall in terms of his aggression and getting at the puck, making sure he was getting on plays. You know, that's the mentality that the Sharks need to have more and more of. And I think that when you take injuries, when you're knocked off your, you know, momentum and you're trying to figure things out in a young team in the NHL, it can be hard to regather that momentum and figure things out. But I do think that if you go past the first period against Nashville, in which San Jose was, you know, atrocious in that first period, I don't think there's any doubt about that. But the rest of that game, they played pretty decently. They kind of regathered themselves. They played a really good game against St. Louis. I had no qualms with their game. I would have liked more offense, obviously, but, you know, you lose in overtime. That's how it's going to go sometimes in this league. And that got them, you know, at least a point out of that game. And we said maybe that's the breakthrough they needed to get a little bit of momentum, a little bit of mojo going for San Jose to get that point and get rolling once again. And then they find themselves in an opportunity in this last game where a bad start, they go down 1-0 early on, 30 seconds into the game, and you're thinking, oh, come on, like, are you really going to do this? But they didn't let it slow them down. And the San Jose Sharks really got back into the game, and they controlled the majority of the game once again, just like they did in St. Louis. They were the better team, no doubt about it. And I think that that's the important thing to see, is you want to watch that team perform at a high level. You want to see them be able to really play their game and not be the reactive, reactionary team. That's what San Jose did throughout this game, and the momentum kept on building. You saw them work their way back into it. You saw them not let the game get away from them, and they were able to take advantage. When you look back at the game, they give up a goal 31 seconds in, but they find the equalizer, you know, with about 3 minutes left in the first period, 1-1. They go down 2-1 in the second, but early in the third, Macklin Celebrini on a power play, and boom, that was a shot, by the way, 2-2. It stays 2-2. San Jose doesn't let it get away from them. Alex Nedeljkovic is making incredible saves. The Sharks are playing structured, direct, straightforward hockey, and they give themselves a chance till the very end. Igor Chernyshov with that beautiful goal. Great work by Macklin Celebrini to Will Smith to find Chernyshov. It's 3-2. You walk away with 2 points. You keep yourselves alive in the playoff race. And I do think that San Jose is, by giving themselves a little bit of life, going to probably take this to the very end. We're not going to know what's going to happen until the, you know, the final week of the season, something to that effect, because now they're home for 6, right? They've got momentum at their back, or wind at their sails, however you want to put it. They've got St. Louis on Monday night. They're going to be looking for revenge in that game. Then they've got a back-to-back against Anaheim and then against Toronto. They're going to want to prove themselves against Toronto, against Anaheim first. Most definitely, everyone's going to want to watch that game. Everybody's going to want to see that. And so after that, they've got Toronto the next night. Toronto's down and out, having a rough season. San Jose is going to want to take advantage of that. Then Saturday on the 4th, that's the big game. Once again, they didn't show up for their last big game against Edmonton. They didn't show up for the next big game after that against Nashville. Well, this is the next big game against a team they're directly trying to chase down in the wild card standings. That's a big one. How does San Jose do against Nashville in that game? That's Saturday the 4th. That's the big show-up game. Then on the 6th, you've got Connor Bedard in town, and that's going to be a really, really big game. Of course, you know, Chicago, they're not quite where the Sharks are, but anytime Celebrini and Bedard go against each other, you've got all the eyeballs, everybody's paying attention. That's going to be a big game. Then on the 8th, you've got Edmonton. Now, depending on how Edmonton's doing, they might be within striking distance as well. And then on the next night after that, you go back down to Anaheim. That's going to be a tough one, but San Jose, if they've got some momentum going, that's their first road game after 6 at home. Maybe they can keep it rolling. Then you're back home for your final home game of the year. That's going to be Saturday the 11th against Vancouver. That's a down-and-out Vancouver side. Then you're on the road at Nashville, at Chicago, at Winnipeg to finish up the year. And the San Jose Sharks have given themselves a chance. Now, the six-game losing streak before this did not help. I'm not going to say that that was any sort of a timely thing, but being 4 points back with 11 games left to play, I would have taken that at the start of the year. If you had told me that would have been the Sharks' narrative, I would have been extremely, extremely happy. And, you know, for the Sharks now to be at 33 wins on the year, they are 6 wins away from tying their win total of the last 2 years combined. That's big. I mean, that's a San Jose team, guys, that is, you know, essentially twice the team that they were the year prior, and they're going to be that much more impressive. And it's been a big year no matter what, but they've got a chance still to do big things. And again, for Macklin Celebrini to bounce back the way that he did with a 2-point game after everyone talking about how tired he looked. And I thought in that individual last shift in the overtime, yeah, he was gassed, but I think there was too much made of his fatigue level. He is 19 years old. He's got energy for games. I think that he, like the rest of the San Jose Sharks, were playing a little bit tight, trying to make too much happen. They were just too on top of themselves. But now San Jose has given themselves this big opportunity, and that's really all that you can hope for. And I want to point out how much of this opportunity is predicated on the play of Alex Nedeljkovic, who has given the Sharks chances in so many games as of late. And he made so many big saves yesterday. And later in this episode, when we're going to get to his post-game reaction, Alex Nedeljkovic, there's a reason that they locked him up for another couple years, because the way that he talks in the post-game, he sees the game like a coach. He speaks about it like a coach. And I don't know if he wants to be a coach when, you know, that talks about his future, but, you know, he has that mentality and that mindset to where when you hear him speak, you're like, oh, this guy is definitely talking about, you know, the future of the franchise, is definitely talking about, you know, where the San Jose Sharks are going to go, where the San Jose Sharks are going to be, what they're doing wrong, what they're doing right in the games. I mean, he sees it and he talks about the young talent and talks about the team with a mentality that is, I associate with coaches more than anything else. And it's really interesting and really unique to hear him speak that way. And I love getting his takes on the games because he's very, very frank. He doesn't say, oh, I'm not a goalie, that doesn't, you know, affect my game or how I play. But he talks about it all. I mean, he talked about them getting back to that direct gameplay and was very, very clear in, you know, explaining why that helped them regather their game. So, you know, for Nedeljkovic, who also had to come in, you know, after Askarov got hurt the other game, that was big as well. You know, obviously we're waiting to see more news on Yaroslav Askarov to see what happens here down the stretch. But, you know, right now I think Alex Nedeljkovic has shown himself to be a leader on this team. I really, really appreciate his ability to continue to come up with the critical saves. And I think that giving up a goal early yesterday's game, I think that locked him in. And I've talked to him about that before, about how he appreciates, you know, just kind of getting, you know, having to react early in games, and it kind of locks him in. And I think it did that yesterday. Something got him going early on, because after that, he was pretty much a brick wall. I mean, I know the second goal goes in. I don't think he really had a chance to stop that one. The first one, maybe he could have gotten, but you know, these are not bad plays. This is not bad net minding. Alex Nedeljkovic keeps on showing up in a big way for his team and for his guys. And everybody showed up for everybody yesterday. That's another thing that I think is necessary to point out, is that, you know, there are games where we talk about the defense not showing up, or we talk about the forwards turning it over, or we talk about the decor having a bad game. And, you know, there's individual plays that we focus on, but, you know, I think the entirety of the team is the guys not showing up and playing their best game or playing the hockey they're capable of playing. In yesterday's game, the Sharks played the game they were capable of playing, and it walked away with 2 points. That's what the San Jose Sharks need to play like. They need to simplify. They need to be direct. They need to not be overly careful, but take care of the puck. You know, Alex Wennberg and the way that he was winning draws yesterday, that was a big part of the game. You know, his consistent, smart, level-headed play makes you appreciate every single thing that he does on the ice. And that is going to give you an opportunity game in, game out. I mean, that's the type of guy who's not going to be heralded out of yesterday's game, even though he did have an assist. But, you know, for him to have a strong game the way he did, for Nick Leddy to continue to play really strong hockey since he's come back, I mean, all these guys have been playing high quality hockey, and that's what you need this time of year. You need everybody to show up, and it's been, you know, too consistent that we've been able to pinpoint problems, of which Yeah, when you're losing six in a row, I think the problems become pretty glaring. But right now, San Jose continues to give themselves a chance. And I think you go from here and you see what happens. And I think everybody's very, very excited about, you know, where this goes. Because, again, you want to keep on giving yourselves a chance. And the way that, you know, this race has kept itself a race because nobody's truly pulled away, you know, San Jose has opportunity now. And, again, they've got games in hand. And I think that's the most important thing about going forward is that they realize they've given themselves a chance. Yeah, it's going to be crowded from here to the finish. But if any team should have energy, it's the San Jose Sharks. They are the team that has youthful energy on their side. They are not focused on the difficulty of the task at hand. I think they are aware of it, but I think they are very much able to play with a looseness because no one had these expectations of them. And from here, we go to the final 11 games and see what happens. But let's get into some highlights out of yesterday's game. Ruzanowski all over it, as always, the Hall of Famer. Let's hear him talk about the Sharks going down 31 seconds into the game.
Marchenko beat Orlov to it, throws it back behind the San Jose net, looks for a return feed, gets it from Fantilli, but then loses control as he stick-handles side of the Sharks net. That enabled the Sharks to get a piece of the puck. Eklund couldn't clear it, sent back to the slot. They score! Driving to the net, Jensen Mateychuk jumped in after Eklund couldn't clear it. The puck came across the ice. The cannon goes off in Columbus. And 31 seconds into the first period on their second attempt on goal, it's the Blue Jackets 1 and the San Jose Sharks nothing.
That was not the way that San Jose wanted to start the game, but I think it's worth noting that it did not rattle them. It did not take them out of their game, and it was Igor Chernyshov who found the equalizer in the later stages of the first period.
Back in the Columbus zone, Fabro might have given it away here. Chernyshov checks it away, steals it, moves it down the right, lead pass Smith, back to Chernyshov, score! Igor Chernyshov in a give and go with Will Smith. He was actually falling down when he got that shot away, and it gets by Elvis Merzlikens, and the Sharks tie this game 1-1. What an important goal that is at 17-17 of this first period.
Big moment for San Jose. You're level at one going into the first intermission. We go to the second period. Blue Jackets take the lead at the 12:09 mark to make it a 2-1 game.
Marchenko twisted over his way over to the near side. Exchange with Provorov, fed behind the net. Centering feet in front for Lundestrom. That's an alert stick save and kind of a stoppage there by Nedeljkovic as the puck was centered in front. But Provorov steals one. Throws to the right. The shot. Score! Cole Sillinger on a turnover by the Sharks after that first play by Columbus. And the play comes to Sillinger, and it's 2-1 as the cannon rocks Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Yeah, failed clearance there. It was Dmitry Orlov who looked up ice and tried to clear and apparently just didn't see the traffic in front, gives it away, and then it was an opportunity very, very quickly that Columbus was able to capitalize upon. I want to point out another big moment in this second period because you had the holding penalty, a very, very soft penalty, in my opinion, by the way, by Zach Ostapchuk, where San Jose was able to come up with a big, big stop there and give themselves an opportunity. So, you know, that's a little play that a big kill, you know, at a critical moment in the second period for San Jose that gets a little bit overlooked. That was a big, big moment. Conversely, on the other side of that, it was Charlie Coyle who drew a penalty tripping against William Eklund early in the third period that gave the San Jose Sharks an opportunity on the power play. Macklin Celebrini, blink and you would have missed this shot. What a bomb. A big goal for Macklin Celebrini, leveling the game at 2.
Coyle in the penalty box.
Thank you.
They score off the faceoff. Wow. They drop the puck. Macklin Celebrini. And it's 2-2 just as quickly as that.
The penalty was drawn at the 54-second mark of the third. Macklin Celebrini scored at the 57-second mark. So 3 seconds into the power play, Macklin Celebrini ties the game at 2, assisted by Dmitry Orlov and Alexander Wenberg. The game goes back and forth. You're battling. You've got big save after big save by Alex Nedeljkovic, who continued to give San Jose a chance.
Kent Johnson on the right side. Banks it off the right boards for Lundestrom. Knocked away by Letty. Sent up the boards by Ferraro. Misa lost his footing. Here's trouble. Provorov to the slot. One-time shot by Marchenko. And a fabulous save by Nedeljkovic with 6:52 to go.
Nedeljkovic keeps on coming up big for San Jose. He made so many big stops yesterday. Again, the critical stops at the critical moments. And there was no bigger moment than this game winner by Chernyshov.
Poked at the neutral zone by Chernyshov, but it goes right to Fantilli. He races into the shark zone for Columbus. The Sharks swarm back and get control. Smith to the middle, feeds to Celebrini. On the attack, one on two, buys some time. Back to Smith, cross the line, sends it across the rink. Chernyshov shoots, he scores! Brilliant vision by Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini. Smith throws it in the left circle, and a one-timer by Chernyshov puts the Sharks in front, 3-2, with 1:25 to go in the third.
What a big, big moment for San Jose to take that lead. They give themselves a big opportunity. They keep themselves alive in the playoff race, and they walk away with a 3-2 win. Hear from head coach Ryan Warsawski now. This is what he had to say after the big, big win.
Yeah, give the group a lot of credit, right? I think besides the 30 seconds, we played a really good hockey game too. So had some chances, didn't get discouraged. You know, pucks sitting on the goal line, hitting some posts, and we just kept playing. So that was a big positive.
Talk about that game-winning goal and just the overall 200-foot effort there.
Yeah.
Turn a shot, and also incredible Smith pass.
Yeah.
Smith there.
Yeah, that line, you could see they were feeling it there throughout the game. And then Trini, I thought, was really good tonight. I know he scores two goals, but, you know, he keeps getting better and better. Yeah, smart player. And then Smitty does what Smitty does best, makes that play. We've seen it all year. You know, Mac has the patience, so that line was really good tonight.
Macklin there, that second period, that puck that just misses crossing the entirety of the line, you know, was it just feeling like snake bitten the whole team?
A little, you know, I mean, this is going to happen, right? You're going to have opportunities and chances, they're not going to go in. You just got to stay with it. So again, we're resilient. You know, we didn't get away from it. We had patience in our game. We didn't start having high risk in our game. And I think that was the biggest thing.
Yeah, I want to point out that aspect, the direct simplified game, as opposed to trying to do too much. That was such a huge factor in the win yesterday. And it's probably going to be overlooked because you don't see it to the same extent when they're making the turnovers, when they're giving the puck away, when they're making risky plays, when they're not playing smart hockey. It becomes very obvious throughout the game. But when you watch them play a very simplified game, very direct game, a lower risk game, not that there wasn't risk, but where they're not taking too many chances, it doesn't become as obvious because they are controlling the puck, and it becomes, I don't want to say conservative, but again, it allows them to control the game that much more. And so that's what you saw yesterday.
How proud are you of your team and kind of the lessons from the Nashville game and the losing streak that they, you know, seem to have learned even the last game in St. Louis, you know, even come out the win?
Yeah, you know, that's what they do. I give the group a lot of credit. You know, they've battled. It's been a tough little stretch here. We've played some good hockey, haven't got rewarded, you know, got put in our heels, and we just keep pushing forward, and we're going to just keep doing that, you know, and just keep getting ready for the next one. We'll enjoy the flight home and get ready for St. Louis.
What are the kind of things, details of this game that you most want to repeat, so, you know, carry over to the next game?
I think the last two games we've played a little bit more of a direct hockey game, more north, you know, quicker puck play, but going north quicker.
Especially that second period there, you know, is this sort of the model of what you guys want to do carry, you know, rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, again, these last six periods, I would say, is the biggest model we want to do.
One guy who didn't score was Colin Graf. He seemed particularly strong tonight. What can you say about his effort?
Yeah, Graffer's been really good. He just put him on a lot of different lines, and he doesn't change. And I think that's what makes him a really good National Hockey League player. And it's really helped his development, and it's helped him stay here. And we'll probably have a long career because he can do that. He can play in a lot of different situations, and he just kind of does what he's asked, and he's a true pro. And for a young player to figure that out right this early is obviously impressive.
And I don't know if you realize this, but when Chernyshov scores that second goal of his, that's the first time you guys have had a lead in, well, a really long time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to hear the number, but is that the kind of moment, though, that can kind of kick off a run for you guys? You know?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. And I truly believe this team can get hot. Again, when we play good hockey, we play the right way, and we get buy-in, and guys are going. And we're determined, and we have some desperation to defend, you know, we can get hot. So, you know, I really don't care what the lead is and how many times we had the lead. Let's see what the result is at the end of the game.
But it's important, though, to get the results here, too, right? Just that the team, any team needs that kind of encouragement, right?
Yeah, we're just learning, right? We've learned lessons along the way, how you need to play this time of year, and we're starting to figure that out a little bit.
It is incredible what a win does for morale. Everyone was acting like the sky was falling, myself including, after the most recent loss to St. Louis, but now they come up with a big win. Everybody's feeling good once again. As promised, here is Alex Nedeljkovic and what he had to say after yesterday's win.
Yeah, it was great. We just kept pushing. We played a pretty solid game, and we've been kind of building that way, especially in this road trip. We've been building there. You know, Nashville, it was what it was, but we got back to our game in the second half there. And St. Louis, I thought, same thing. Like, we played a pretty solid game in St. Louis. We just needed to find a way to get that extra one. And, tonight, minus 30 seconds there at the start, right? Like, the rest of the game, I thought we were all over them. We took it to them. We played hard. And I think it wore them down, and it kind of is what opened up that lane for Smitty there at the end to make that pass. And Cherny's got an unbelievable release, unbelievable shot. So it's, good to see it go in for him today. Two of those one-timers. So we just got to stay with it here. Keep playing like that. If we play like that, we're going to give ourselves a chance all the way to the end.
What does it say about this team's just growing maturity to respond like that after the Nashville game?
Yeah, it's a tough league. It's hard. That's why you see teams that make it 1 year, the next year nothing changes, and then they don't make it, right? Like, it's a hard league to win. It's hard league to win consistently, especially this year with the amount of back-to-backs and just one days in between games. So we just got to find a way to keep staying with it. We're growing every day. There's been learning pains, but nobody gets down. Nobody pouts for too long, right? Everybody wants to win. Everybody's competitive. Everybody wants to win, and we did what it took to win tonight.
A couple things that you want to repeat from this game into your next game and into this next little stretch here.
Just have that same intensity, the same mentality. We're gonna just work every shift for every puck. I mean, there was Ecky throws a big hit in the third period there. And guys loved it. Everybody's got to do a little bit more than what they're, what they're maybe normally asked to do this time of year. And it's not, we're not asking everybody to go out there and score a goal every single night. But it's just sometimes it's taking the body at the right time. It's the timely things. It's blocking a shot at the right time, living to fight another day, chipping a puck out of the zone, or maybe chipping a puck into the offensive zone instead of trying to carry it in one-on-one or one-on-two. Just live to fight another day. And I think tonight, for the most part, we were able to do a lot of that.
Have you seen Macklin kind of carry this losing streak around a little bit, considering how much weight he puts on himself, how important he is to the team, and how nice is it to see him kind of snap the slump the way that he has?
Yeah, it was great. You're happy for him. He's our hardest working guy. He's our best player. He's our leader. We're gonna go as far as he takes us, and that's not to put any pressure on him. That's just it's who he is, and that's what he wants. He wants to be the guy in those spots, and you see it every single night. And he's just, he was snake-bitten. It seemed like we were all a little bit snake-bitten there for the longest time, and it was unfortunate that it was everybody all at once. But it was good to see him and that whole line, especially, kind of snap out of it and break the streak and really put us over the top tonight.
What can you say about the team's effort defensively and just in front of you to make your job easier tonight?
Yeah, it was great. We knew they were a team that liked to put a lot of pucks on net, especially from bad angles, and we did a great job tying up sticks, taking bodies, clearing out the front of the net. There's a couple loose rebounds there on me that kind of laid there for a second. We were able to get a stick on it at first, and I just think the commitment to play in our own end and play the right way, it really showed tonight.
And how many family and friends did you have tonight? And just how awesome was it to win?
Yeah, it was great. My sisters and my parents were in town. My two aunts came and my brother. So, a couple other friends, some minor league coaches and whatnot, and their kids now. So it's always fun coming back to play, seeing familiar faces. And this is a fun barn to play in, too. It's always loud and it's great energy in the building. So it was a lot. It's always special.
Yeah, great opportunity for Ned to show off in front of some friends and family, but what a big performance for him. What a big performance for San Jose. And life has been breathed back into this team as they head home for six straight. Monday night, that is the big, big game against St. Louis. That's going to be a 6:30 pregame and a 7 o'clock go time as the San Jose Sharks play host to the Blues, the final game of March, the first of six at home. It's the critical moment, guys. We've been waiting for this type of an opportunity for years. Is it going to be easy for San Jose? No, it's not at all. Is there any sort of guarantee that they're going to get into the playoffs? Hardly. It's going to be a very difficult path, a path that the Sharks have created for themselves. but it is a moment in which this team has a great opportunity to thrive and has a great opportunity to get themselves into the playoffs. There's no guarantees, 100%, but they do have a great chance here to give themselves an opportunity until the final game of the season, and I hope that's what it goes down to. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock go time, Monday night, the Sharks play host to the Blues. We're all out of time. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.